Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whatever time you're listening to this. Welcome to Wonderful World, and I hope you're having a wonderful day, and I hope this week is wonderful and that we have so much. Man, I have a lot to share with you today, and I'm going to try to get it in a good time and make sure that we are not here too long back and forth, but I want you to hear this and connect. Had a great connection with several people this week. I told you I'm hoping to get some Gen Z on here, and I'm going to be talking with some this weekend that I'm recording this about becoming a part of the podcast and coming on and just spending some time. I don't know if it's going to be a part one, a part two. I don't know if we'll get it all in, because when you get several people talking into a trying to get it in a 30-minute span, that can get a little dicey and a little iffy. So we're going to try to do that, but be looking out for that. If you want to support what we're doing, go to patreon.com/life180. There's a couple free articles up on there, but there's more as you contribute for different levels of contributions. I think I said last time it was $10 to the lowest. I think it's actually five and 20 and 50. If you want to give, I think there's an option to give somewhere in between there. So, but would love for you to be a part of what we're doing. As a matter of fact, for our top level supporters, there's videos, just recorded another video. We're Put Your Dream to the Test by John Maxwell. And so quick commercial there, patreon.com/life180. And just connect with us through there, and would love to just talk with you as well. So as you saw by the title of today, boy, that was BLM versus KKK. Wow. This is an actual competition that happened. This is just something I want us to be, because we are in a time where we're talking about things. But I really want this to be more than just the race talk, okay? I want this to be a talk about how people look at their ideals and how our ideals shape us and how they kind of change our perspective. Obviously, with everything we've dealt with in the past couple months, you know that this is a real discussion that needs to take place. But I think before we can get into the real discussion, we got to know, who are we talking about? Who are we talking to? Who's talking to us? This is really important. And so today what I want to do is talk about who, when I say BLM, Black Lives Matter, but I'm going to call them BLM because I want you to see them as the organization more than the words, and I'll say why in a minute. And then the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan, and I'm not going to get into the history of all of them. You can look all of that up. You can find a Wikipedia article for all of this. What I did is I went to their about sections and looked at who they are and kind of gave some definitions. So you can do the same thing. Black Lives Matter, I'm in their What We Believe section. And then the other group is actually the Knights Party, and I'll talk about them in just a second, and look at their what they believe. Now, let's get this out of the way. We're talking about BLM as an organization compared to the words. And I know I've been hit a few times because I've used the words Black Lives Matter. As a matter of fact, I found an article that I think I did in 2000. Oh, my goodness. One was in 2017. I think one is all the way back as far as 2014. I did an article called Black Lives Matter. And the organization had some roots back then, but really had not come as full as it is now and has grown as much with the recent things that have happened. But the words Black Lives Matter should not be controversial. And I know some of you are automatically coming back with the All Lives Matter. And we'll see that in just a minute in BLM's statement. But the words Black Lives Matter is true. And yes, White Lives Matter, Brown Lives Matter, you know, whatever word you want to put, yes, that matters. So to say Black Lives Matter, that's why I'm referring to BLM as an organization, because to say Black Lives Matter, I don't want you to bristle against that statement. I don't want that to cause you to go, oh, I don't know if I like that statement. And so I think I'm just trying to refer to BLM, and I'm kind of stumbling over my words here because I'm trying to be very careful. But you know what? Somebody told me the other day, just be honest and through podcast or anything. And we know that to be true. Here's what I'm going to say. I could use the words, Jesus Christ is King. Is that a true statement? Yes. Black Lives Matter, is that a true statement? Yes. But I could take the words, Jesus Christ is King, and form an organization that it would be even a hate group of some sort with that. Does that change the words being true? No. So if you disagree with BLM as the organization, which many have said have Marxist backings and all of those things, people don't like the people that are funding them, they don't like some of the other practices that we'll see in just a second, that doesn't change. So don't let the words not be true just because you don't like the organization behind it. So I want to say that up front because, you know, we've got to know that. So BLM has a What We Believe section. Now, if you were to read through the What We Believe section, there are some things that you're going to absolutely agree with. Now, they start off with a wording, and they're going to use a lot of cultural wording. They're going to use a lot of wording that's used in environments, in the kind of even in the cancel culture environment, to say this. It says, every day we recommit to healing ourselves and each other. Now, that's terminology. Co-creating alongside comrades, allies, at a family culture where each person feels seen, heard, and supported. Nothing wrong. Wording is a little odd. We acknowledge, respect, and celebrate differences and commonalities. Okay, cool. I like this. Look at this statement. You're going to agree with this statement. I hope you do. We work vigorously for freedom and justice for black people and by extension, all people. So they're saying, hey, our organization is set up to focus on black people. And if we can get freedom and justice for black people, we are by extension helping all people. Absolutely agree with it. We intentionally build and nurture a beloved community, bonded together through a beautiful struggle, restorative, not depleting. Okay, cool. Here's where people are going to get a little off base with them and where some comparisons are going to come in. People are going to say, well, what makes you any different than the KKK? They say, We are unapologetically, there it is, black in our positioning. To love and desire freedom and justice for ourselves is a prerequisite for wanting the same for others. Now, here's what I'm hearing and what you're hearing, and there's actually maybe a little bit of mixed here. The Bible says, love others as you love yourself. And so I hear here, to love and desire freedom and justice for ourselves is a prerequisite for wanting the same for others. I agree. If I have self-hatred, I'm not going to think a lot of you either. Now, where people are going to bristle is the unapologetically black. It says we see ourselves as part of the global black family. And I know some of you that are white are hearing this and going, I could not say I'm part of the global white family. And you're right. But you see that. Now, here's where we get into some biblical, some moral worldview issues in their statement. I'm reading, this is probably, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 7 paragraphs into this. We are guided by the fact that all black lives matter. Now, obviously, that's the name of the organization. Regardless of actual or perceived sexual identity, gender expression, economic status, ability, disability, religious beliefs or disbeliefs, immigration status, or location. Now, most people would, in our society today, that is a statement, but they really emphasize the sexual identity. And if you go back and do some research on the founders, and I'm not going to give you all who that is, I'm just going to let you look at it, okay? Because this isn't the information superhighway. You need to dig a little bit. Sexual identity is huge, okay? I know that one of them is a woman, is married to a transgender. So that's going to be big. So the next statement, we make space for transgender brothers and sisters to participate and lead. Next statement, We are self-reflective and do the work required to dismantle cisgender privilege and uplift Black trans folk, especially Black trans women, who continue to be disproportionately impacted by trans antagonistic violence. So if you really get into BLM, you're going to find that although Black lives is a huge part of this, this is also an undercurrent, and not an, actually, that's not right. It's not an undercurrent. It is a massive part of their organization and what they do. And so this is why some people are telling you, hey, when you say Black Lives Matter, are you meaning the words or the organization? Because the organization has another agenda. Whether you agree with it or not, you need to know that there is another agenda. Now, when we start breaking down worldviews, and whatever your worldview is here right now, I'm going to get into the biblical in a minute. Whatever your worldview is here, your worldview is going to shape everything. So if you have a worldview about race, if you have a worldview about gender, your worldview about those things, and you, by the way, you do have a worldview, whether you realize you do or not, is going to shape everything. So if they have a worldview of homosexuality, transgenderism, and that becoming the cultural norm, then that's going to change how they view other things, and they're honest about that and admit that. So they said, we build a space that affirms Black women is free from sexism, misogyny, environments in which men are centered. So we're going to get into the men are centered. We dismantle the patriarchal practice that requires mothers to work double shifts so that they can mother in private even as they participate in public justice work. And I'm not sure what all that sentence means, but I know that the focus there is the patriarchal practice. The when you really dig into this, the man is holding the woman down. And has there been misogyny? Yes. Has there been sexism? Yes. Has there been environments which are not healthy, that are men-centered? Absolutely. But we are not creating, by these statements, we are not creating this come together. We are creating separate, we're going to rise up. So there's a lot of really battle that's going on here. They say we disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement by supporting each other as extended families and villages that collectively care for one another, especially our children, to the degree that mothers, parents, and children are comfortable. Notice nowhere in that whole definition, in that whole statement, it are fathers and men even a part of that. It says to the degree that mothers, parents, and children are comfortable. Here's what you have to understand, and this is what we got to get straight, the either or, the both and. We need mothers, absolutely, but we also need fathers. We cannot live in a society where it's either or. It has to be both and. Every healthy child needs a mom. Every healthy child needs a father. Does that always happen? No, unfortunately not. But we can't say, well, we're going to move away from that entirely and we're going to do a community-based thing, because every young man needs a father figure, at least in his life, and needs that mother figure in their life. The very next statement says, we foster a queer-affirming network, freeing ourselves from the tight grip of heteronormative thinking, the belief that all in the world are heterosexual unless he or she or they disclose otherwise. So let me get into this for like two, I don't even know, it's going to be 2 minutes. The biblical worldview is this, that God created man and woman, and God created man and woman to be equal. We understand that when sin came, there was some division that took place. There was actually enmity that took place between man and woman, and the male domination and all the different things that we see there. But understand this, when it came to relationship and it came to home, Jesus himself said male and female, he created them. He meant men and women to have equality within that home, although they may have different responsibilities and different jobs. He meant for them to function together. It's also understood in Scripture that a relationship should be between a man and a woman, and they should have that relationship. That's how marriage should be defined, not by the state, how it defined, but by God is how it was defined. Now, when we talk about adultery and fornication and all those words, do we believe that homosexuality is a sin? Scripture teaches yes. But here's the problem. We have focused so much on one that we have literally put these people that are living with this sin and put them over here and said, you are the worst. But understand, when Jesus was dealing with it and when God is dealing with it in the Old Testament, he is saying that all sexual sin outside of marriage is, all sexual relationships outside of marriage is sin. And so that could be a man with, as we see with a man, a woman with a woman, but also a man with a woman that is not his wife. A woman with a man that is not her husband. So we can't start putting sin into boxes and say, well, your sin is worse than my sin. Because what we've happened is we have caused people to have a worldview that says, you hate me so much because of my sin, then why shouldn't I hate you? God loves that person no matter what their sin, because he loves the sinner, and Jesus died for every one of them. And if we could really get this straight, we could have good conversations and healthy conversations instead of saying, well, you're committing this sin, so therefore you're worse off than someone else. No, sin is sin, but Jesus died for every one of those and came to bring life and forgiveness. There's your sermon of the week, all right? But that is the truth. So you see this undercurrent that is going on in this background image of BLM. Here's what happens. The white society has pushed against BLM. They've pushed against because they don't like to hear the statement, Black Lives Matter, so they pushed against it and they found this organization that is bad. But one thing I have not heard, now I know they're small, but I grew up in the South, okay? I did not hear people be as dogmatic against the KKK as I'm hearing them be against BLM. That's not right. They're Marxist. They're this, they're that, and they're the other. I didn't hear that growing up. I heard, they're crazy, or they're racist, they're misguided, but not it seemingly coming from a white guy, okay, and listening to white culture. We got to understand this. So I didn't know where to go to find, because the KKK is small, it's fragmented. I didn't know where to go. And so I was like, okay, so I just Googled KKK official website. And I came to the Knights Party platform. I'm going to give you some help if you're looking for them. It wasn't that complicated. It is KKK.com. I could have done that, right? That would have been pretty easy to do. KKK.com. And what I did is I went to their party platform, because it's actually the Knights platform. They have somebody running for president. We won't get into that right now. But I went to their party platform. Now, if I were to read a lot of these platforms, there would be several things that that many of you would agree with. Some of you would agree with they encourage every adult to own a gun and abolish all anti-gun laws. Some of you would agree drug test welfare recipients. That there's a whole issue there that we could get into. Repeal the Federal Reserve, balance the budget. Rehabilitate our public school system. You could get into what they mean by that. A flat tax. Some would agree with the abortion should be outlawed except to save the mother's life, support the death penalty, support U.S. veterans, support law enforcement, strong defense department. So there's a lot of things that's, people would say, oh, I agree with that. Everyone who can work should work. I will say this, a lot of these you can read between the lines, okay? There's stuff by there. But the KKK, you don't have to read between the lines. So here's what I want to do. I want to ask you the question, and I'm not going to, I want you to, is BLM, let's go back to them for a second, is BLM racist? Now you answer that question for you. Is BLM racist? I think they're much newer than the KKK, obviously. And I will say this to you. I think sometimes we see things and we're not really sure, and I will tell you as a white man in America, sometimes I'm like, I don't even know if I should answer that question because how it's going to look. But we need to really start deciding some things. And one thing I can tell you up front, looking at the KKK and looking at their platform, they are absolute racist. And it has no part in the life of a Christian. And I'm coming to you from that point of view. So let me read to you their party platform. The first thing is, first thing on their platform, first, very first thing. I'd love for you to guess what the first thing on their platform is. I'll give you a second. Ready, go. Okay. Recognize that America was founded as a Christian nation. Yes, that's the first thing on their party platform. I'll get into it in a minute, but first thing. The second thing, recognize that America was founded as a white nation. Number one, founded as a Christian nation. Number two, founded as a white nation. I'll read underneath that. It says, America was born as an extension of white European heritage. Those who formed the very ideals that we cherish, such as freedom of speech, trial by jury, innocent until proven guilty, free enterprise, etc., were of white European heritage. All of the early laws of the United States from its very inception restricted citizenship to white people, and all the early charters, laws, compacts, etc. were signed into effect by white people. Folks, that is about as racist and as plain as you can get. Now, some of you are arguing, wait a minute, I have heard statements by BLM that are just as racist. And I'm not saying you haven't. Okay, I'm not saying you haven't. I am saying that they were at least smart enough to not make that part of their what we believe. I mean, this is unbelievable. And just right off the bat. Some other things. I thought was interesting as I'm going through the Knights Party platform is how many times they refer to other nations, other people. You see the race and everything. Repeal NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, Canada, Mexico. Withdraw from the UN. Once again, some of you are like, hey, but you have to understand the motivation behind. What is their motivation behind withdrawing from the UN? Could it be race? Well, it's definitely race. You just read it. Stop all foreign aid. Cut off trade with countries that refuse to establish strict environmental laws, which I thought was pretty interesting. Abolish all discriminatory affirmative action. Put American troops on our border to stop the flood of illegal aliens. Why? Because they want to protect certain things. I think the illegal alien part is the worst for them. Actively promote love and appreciation of our unique European white culture. We must recognize it as the bedrock of American liberty and self-government. And the next statement is outlaw the purchase of American property industry by foreign corporations and investors. You see where I'm going. You see where I'm going with this, that the fact is that this is their drive. This is what they are about. And let me tie the two organizations in together. I read to you what BLM and why there's issues that are bigger than we're seeing. We're seeing white, black, but there's issues that are behind the surface of all this that are bigger. So I read to you BLM's statement about queer affirming. I read to you their statement about homosexuality and transgenderism. Listen to this. KKK, we support a national law against the practice of homosexuality, and we support the placing of all persons HIV positive into national hospitals. And most people that have it are HIV positive are gay men. So you understand that there's always something more. And as a Christian, I do not have any ill will against somebody based on anything. Based on anything. But understand this. Understand this. If someone is a homosexual, I may believe that your lifestyle is a sin, just like I believe that the lifestyle of the man running around and his wife is a sin. And I believe both individuals need to come before a holy God and get right. But I'm going to love both of you at the same time as well. See, because then they go back into race. We support the voluntary repatriation of everyone not satisfied with living under white Christian rules of conduct. Notice how they keep tying white and Christian together. Living under, support the voluntary repatriation of everyone not satisfied with living under white Christian rules of conduct back to the native lands of their people. I'm going to come back to the white Christian in just a second. They support state sovereignty. Well, why do they support state sovereignty? Anybody remember the Civil War? Yeah. And they'll tell you it wasn't about slavery. It was about slavery. I don't know if anybody knows that, but it was about slavery. They want to remove the U.S. from the United Nations Refugee Program. But you can't study Scripture without reading where he told us to welcome the stranger, which was the word for what we would use for refugee. People of those, it's unbelievable. We support a return to, now, tie BLM and KKK back together. We support a return, this is KKK, to parental authority without government interference. Now notice, once again, we're back to family. We're back to family. But they don't really care about the family. What they care about is the white family in America. The white family in America. Now, I said that to you, the return to parental authority without government. You remember the breakdown of BLM. We don't need family. We just need community. We need moms. We need, you know, and that breakdown. So you can see how both of them, and one is wanting to just open the floodgates, and one is wanting to dominate. What I don't see on either side of this is a loving picture of family coming together in the environment that God ordained. One last thing from the KKK before I get into, this is kind of the big thing in the closeout. One of their platforms is restore individual freedom to Christian America. To Christian America. So they're going to repatriate people that don't live under white Christian rule. That don't want to live under white Christian rule. They start off that we are founded as a Christian nation, right? And as a white nation. Notice how they keep mixing that together. So on their website, they have a special letter to Christians. And I'm not going to read the whole thing for you. They start off that Jesus Christ warned his disciples that the world would hate the gospel. The reason is simple. There's a battle being waged between what the Apostle Paul called the children of light and the children of darkness. How interesting. And so they go into Bolshevism and communism and with Russia and Cuba and how plain that is and called Antichrist. But then they talk about another one. And they talk about how Jesus Christ's message, by the way, was to love everybody. I preach that all the time, but I don't think we've got the same view, obviously. They said there's people that believe that those who take the gospel seriously, they're not anti-Christian, but anti-Christian. They're trying to replace biblical principles with a philosophy of secular humanism. Now, is there secular humanism? Yes. Yes. Let me read this to you. What they say about secular humanism. It is the forerunner of the return of Christ and is known in Scripture as the Church of Laodicea. That's from Revelation 3. Laodicea in the Greek would be best translated, listen to this, as the Church of Human Rights. Why didn't they just go ahead and say civil rights? You see, their whole bent is that we as Christians are not about human right and civil right as much as about our right. And says, into this mixture, we must understand there's a transition taking place. People are committed Christians and understand that Christ was not mere mortal, but was in fact the Son of God. Once again, if I read some of this for you, you'd be like, man, that's clear. That is scripture. And you know, but listen, they say these Bible-based Christians know that homosexuality is a sin, that abortion is a sin, obedience to civil authority and above that of godly authority is idolatry, and that race mixing is a sin. This is what the enemy does. He wants to mix truth with error. And it said these people are under attack by liberals, all your favorite words coming up, leftist, socialist, humanist, cultural Marxist, got one more to add to this group, and Jews. And Jews. Listen, we have got to start understanding the motive behind hatred, the motive behind what people are saying. And what people do is they mix a little truth. And I will say this, both groups mix some really good statements with their own things, and this is the danger. But this is why you have this philosophy that has been so prevalent for many years is coming to a head in our culture right now. Right now. They talk about how Christians that don't, stand against this mixture and Christians that don't stand against this are now having to bow the knee. But I'm going to read this last part of it for you. It says, in spite of the teaching of secularism, modernism, liberal theology, biblical Christianity, the old-time religion, and the faith of our fathers. By the way, oh man, this is a whole other episode. Old-time religion. I hear that all the time. Old paths. Do you know what? The old paths had a lot of racism in it. And God never intended that be. But they say biblical Christianity, which they define biblical Christianity as the old-time religion, the faith of our fathers, is based on racial principles. We must pray that these mainstream Christians catch on soon for the sake of their children. However, whether they do or not, we will continue to fight for their children. We must not allow the children to suffer for the ignorance of their elders. This is their letters to Christians. Hey, come back to this. No, here's what I'm going to tell you. Run away from this. Want to run away from anything that divides. And that's what I would say looking at any organization. Does that organization unite or does it divide? Is the purpose of that organization to unite people no matter who they are, no matter what color they are, or any of those things? Do they want to unite people or do they want to divide? Now, some people would say, wait a minute, isn't the church dividing? No. Christ died for all. He died for all. The one thing we were all united on is that we needed hope and that we needed a Savior. That's the only thing we're united on. Christ came to give us life. You say, well, isn't he condemning? No, as a matter of fact, John 3 said we're condemned already. He came to give us life and set us free. I use this term all the time. He came to give us life, life abundant, and life eternal. And so when you look at these things and you look at these principles, you really need to dig into, is this dividing or is this uniting? And what would God say about all of this? What does Scripture say about all of this? We can look at what everybody's opinions are, but we need to start looking what truth is. Hey, I know this is a heavy, heavy subject, but I know this too, that with the love of Christ and by truly loving everybody, we can give hope in life. And so that's what makes a wonderful world. A wonderful world is not made by branding people because they don't look like us or do like us. I don't want people to be like me. I want people to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. I want to look more like him every day. And when that happens, a wonderful world is possible. Hey, thanks so much for joining me today. And thanks for just taking the time to listen. Do your own research. But as you do research, pray. Pray and find hope in all of this. So join me next time. Hopefully we'll get that interview in and I'll get some Gen Z. Maybe we'll be a little lighter next time, all right? Hey, God bless. Have an awesome day. And I hope that you live in a wonderful world.